Al Jazeera Television broadcast a tape today purporting to be from Osama bin Laden's deputy. On the tape, a man claiming to be Ayman al-Zawahiri urges Muslims to wage holy war against the U.S. and its allies. It's not clear where Zawahiri is these days. His last known whereabouts were Afghanistan, before the U.S.-led war toppled the regime there.
The New York Times reports today that a dozen or so other al-Qaeda leaders have been directing terrorist operations from Iran. It's not known if they're still there, but if true, news analyst Daniel Shore predicts the existence of an active al-Qaeda cell inside Iran's borders would have serious consequences for U.S.-Iranian relations.
Once again, Iran is suspected by the American government of complicity in a bombing in Saudi Arabia. In an interview with NPR in August 1996, Defense Secretary William Perry expressed belief that Iran was involved in the truck bombing of the Khobar Towers barracks, which killed 19 Americans and injured hundreds. After that, relations with Iran seemed to improve. Iran cooperated in the war against al-Qaeda and the Taliban in Afghanistan, and it denounced the 9/11 terrorists. But since the Bush State of the Union address last year, designating Iran as one of the axes of evil, relations have plunged downward. The United States accuses Iran of working on development of nuclear weapons, and American officials charge Iran with sending agents into Iraq to incite anti-American sentiment among the Shiites. This little Cold War reached a climax with the truck bombings in Saudi Arabia last week, in which 34 persons, including 8 Americans, were killed. According to the New York Times, communications intercepts suggest that a small cell of al-Qaeda leaders in Iran, including al-Qaeda security chief Saif al-Adel, directed the terrorist attacks. Through a United Nations official, the American government, which has no diplomatic relation with Iran, has sent a message expressing deep, deep concern that the Saudi attacks were planned and directed from Iran. Iran has denied any link with the fundamentalist and violent network. But clearly, the unprecedented warming of relations that followed the 9/11 attacks is over for the foreseeable future. And the Bush administration is back to threatening confrontation with any outlaw regime that has ties to terrorist groups. This is Daniel Shore.